Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm slow today. What is going on? You ever have that kind of day where you just get to a slow start and then it's like slow, like really slow. And like everything you do is not only like in slow motion, but you kind of receive it slowly. Maybe even a good morning. Hey, good morning. How are you today? I don't know. You know, and then information, forget about information. And we're in the information business here. So if you get off to a slow start, you get to work, you're getting bombarded with information. Rob, the Sports Center has something. Mark Lawrence has something for me. And then I'm checking email and messages and seeing what happened overnight so I could talk about it this morning. And I'm like, I'm confused. Here's the most confusing thing to hit me this morning when I woke up. They fired Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima is history. Somebody said so was Uncle Ben. And they've already removed the little Native American princess from Land O'Lakes butter. What is going on in this world? I'm thinking, oh, well, I guess sign of the times, as Prince once wrote, right? Sign of the times. But I loved Aunt Jemima. She, you know, I guess when I think about it, maybe Aunt Jemima was like a racist picture. But that's not the way I grew up. I grew up loving Aunt Jemima. She looked like my Aunt Daisy, except she was black. I had a big Aunt Daisy. Always had like that babushka in her hair. Always wore the house dress 24 hours a day. Probably slept in it. I don't know. She was Uncle Jack's wife. Well, she'd show up at family functions. Hey, Aunt Daisy, make us some pancakes. I don't know. And Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben was a friendly-looking guy. Always kind of reminded me of a little Satchmo. You know, like, is Uncle Ben going to play the trumpet? I didn't see it as racist. I loved Uncle Ben. I grew up with Aunt Jemima. What happened to the little Indian girl, but you can't call her that now? What happened to the little Native American girl in the Land O'Lakes butter? She was adorable. All right, now, I'm all for eliminating racism, okay? But let's not go overboard. Some of the things, I don't know. I grew up in the 60s. Sometimes I miss that time.
These are good. Chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I use chocolate.
Chocolate pancakes.
Recipe.
Good. What a clever mom.
You sure you wouldn't like some more waffles and ice cream first?
Yep. Waffles and ice cream? Using Aunt Jemima?
Seconds come naturally with Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
People have been saying more to Aunt Jemima waffles and pancakes for over 60 years.
I love it.
If you like waffles,
I love
you're
waffles.
Shaken. They're Aunt Jemima.
Yeah. See, I mean, everything, except for that cheesy announcer, everything was cooler back in the 60s. We had troubled times. We had racial problems in 1968. I was scared watching the TV news. We got through it. And we'll get through this together. But I'll be honest with you. I'm going to miss my Aunt Jemima. But what do I know? I'm just Tom Morgan thinking out loud. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV confusion.
Announcing that it's going to be holding that international hot dog eating contest. This year, though, due to the coronavirus, you won't have those cheering crowds.
Yeah, I think it's smart that there won't be a crowd. No one should have to tell their loved ones they caught coronavirus at a hot dog eating contest.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Way too early.
It's early morning. Early morning.
Before heading into work.
WQKX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. I just got a message. What about Mrs. Buttersworth? I'm like, oh my God. Is she next on the chop block? First Aunt Jemima and then Uncle Ben and the little Native American princess on the Land O'Lakes boxes. Yeah, Mrs. Buttersworth. I mean, the bottle was shaped like Mrs. Buttersworth. Am I saying it right? Or was it Mrs. Butterworth? At any rate, the bottle was shaped like her. Is she the next to go? I don't know. Manny Moe and Jack, what ethnicity are they? Are they on the chop block? Ronald McDonald. Sooner or later, somebody's going to say, hey, cruelty to clowns. The clown's got to go. I don't know. But we all care. Sometimes we care too much. I'm going to get off that soapbox. Oh, we have a new sponsor, speaking of it. Caring. Because we all... Where's that script they told me to read at this hour? Oh, yes. Our new sponsor is companies that care. Or at least act like they care. Or do they really care? Or do we really care to hear that they care?
It's important that you feel supported by us.
Oh.
Brand. We support you.
You do?
We support civil rights.
Okay, good.
Hell, we'll support any of the rights you want.
What?
As long as it boosts our profit margin.
Oh.
Just don't ask us to raise the minimum wage,
no.
Provide better health care,
no.
Or hire more CEOs of color.
No.
That would be a real drag for us.
Yeah, we won't bother you with that. Yeah.
Ignore the fact that our behind-closed-door contributions actually finance the police state and gerrymandering politicians.
Ooh.
And focus on this lip service we're doing.
Okay. Okay, sure.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And keep buying.
What?
Brand.
Yeah.
Sales matter.
Thank you. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:45. Forget about it. Hey, don't forget, Dad. Father's Day is coming up Sunday. And what is it with Father's Day? Like, Mother's Day is always, like, such a beautiful, tender moment. Get Mom flowers. Get Mom a nice dinner. And then Dad is always like, hey, get the dumb guy a chair to sit in. Get him another gas grill. What do we go through those one every year? Get him a shirt that he will never wear. And like they always, it's just perceived that your dad's a big dumb guy. I kind of get insulted by that sometimes. My dad was not a big dumb guy. My dad was like a combination of like the hero dad and Clint Eastwood all at once. You never know which one you're going to get. You know what I mean? And my dad didn't need a recliner chair. My dad didn't need, I don't know, a new lawnmower every year or whatever, power tools. And my dad wasn't like a real slob either, like Denny's now. Denny's, I don't care for Denny's, but I don't care for most food places that are chains. But Denny's is doing a bacon bouquet for Father's Day. You can actually take your dad to Denny's, and if you buy like $25 worth of food, they'll give you a bouquet of flowers, but it's not flowers. It's made out of bacon.
I like it smoked and I like it fried.
What?
I like it with eggs on the side. My love for bacon will never die. I want bacon, bacon, bacon.
You gave my dad a bouquet of bacon. He would put it somewhere that would be physically impossible, and you'd need to go to the hospital to get it removed. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in the Sunbury studio. Laura Good! At home in Elysburg. Let's see if she's up, out of bed, or is her cat running the show? Check, one, two. Check, check, one, two. Hello? Is she just rolling out of bed? Am I speaking to a cat, a dog, perhaps a ferret, a chipmunk? Who exactly am I talking to? Who exactly am I talking to right now?
It's Tyrone.
Tyrone is today's show producer.
It's Tyrone the cat, yes.
Tyrone the cat. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I thought of something. If it's too early to tease the audience or what, or ask them a question and tell them to get their mind going. Who's the best dad in TV and movies, and who's the worst? Or just get.
Oh my God.
Just think of a dad. Does it just tell us? How can we word this on social media? Because I don't want to make it a contest. But there's a new study out, like a survey out that has some of the worst dads.
My children. You disgraced the Lannister name for far too long.
Oh. Oh, Darth Vader's coming.
Don't make me destroy you.
You two are the best kids any father accidentally ever had.
Al Bundy.
something. I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny.
And then there's Homer Simpson. I mean, there's...
Okay, here's the thing. Al Bundy, Homer Simpson.
Yeah?
I don't necessarily think they belong in the same category as Tywin Lannister, who was the first one
list. That's like, what I was thinking.
He was actually evil.
Yeah. I mean, but Tywin Lannister finishes number 8 for the worst dad ever. Homer Simpson finishes number 1. Come on.
Oh, no. Tywin Lannister needs to be, like, farther up there.
Would you put him higher than Darth Vader?
Darth is pretty bad. Anakin Skywalker, though, he was a troubled soul.
He struggled
with the dark side of the Force. So, like, there's a soft spot in my heart for him.
Let's just ask people for notable dads. Who's the first dad you think of, television or movies? A good dad, a bad dad, indifferent, whatever. Who's a dad? You know, and then we'll get a list and people will see what other people posted and they're like, oh, somebody already said Homer. Maybe I should say, Al Bundy was taken. Okay, maybe I should say Frank Gallagher in Shameless. Maybe I should say Danny DeVito in anything he did, especially It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, how about Jack? What was his last name in the movie? Torrance? Yeah, in The Shining, Jack Nicholson.
Here's Johnny. Geez.
All work and no play.
Yeah.
Jack, a dull boy.
And you know, women might not like this dad, but guys do Michael Corleone in The Godfather. Mm-hmm. I mean, so let's ask people.
Talking to me?
And then, yes, there's Taxi Driver. You talking to me? Are you talking to me? We should just ask, who's the first TV or movie dad that pops into your head? That would be a good way to put it, right, Laura?
I think so. I just, again, Homer Simpson is sort of a bumbling idiot, but he's not mean.
Yeah, and I mean, all the vacation movies, Clark was a good dad. He was trying. Yeah,
they're good at heart.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Who's the first TV or movie dad that pops into your head? Just in time for Father's Day. We want to know. And we'll get that posted up early this morning. It's nice to talk to you and Tyrone.
Hey, thanks. He's actually, I think he's going to get a coffee now because he was up so early.
Okay. I'm grab you one, too. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:13. Good morning. Who needs the quarantines this morning when we have a new public service message on the internet from the Nashville Public Library? Don't know seen this, but it is so
fantastic.
Good. I mean, they put the quarantines, our Tom and Laura morning show band, to shame.
Mm-hmm. They really did.
Curbside. A lot of public libraries are doing it. So instead of Ice Ice Baby, we have Curbside Baby. An actual public service message.
Follow signs and listen. The library's back with a brand new invention. Curbside is where you get your books. It's citywide, so just take a look. Out to the street, we'll bring your books to you bravely. Listen to the rules as pertains to your safety. Roll up, look for the sign. Stay in your car, but wait if there's a line. Call up with your number on the card. Tell us what you're driving and your name. It ain't hard. Flash it. Hold up your ID. Show it through the window to the employee. Pop it. Open up your trunk. We'll drop in the books. Slam dunk. If there was a problem, yo, we'll solve it. Check out your books while my DJ revolves it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Curbside Baby.
Curbside Baby.
What about my returns?
Use the book drop, baby.
Use the book drop, baby. You know, just when... just when you thought the library was kind of nerdy, no way, man, it's hipper than ever. Come on now.
Listen, that's like 1990s style. You know what? They rock that library card like a vandal. Yeah. Amazing.
I knew you would say that. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, stuck inside with late night TV guys.
Hey, the NBA seems ready to get back to work. The league proposed 113 pages
or of safety rules and procedures for the rest of a shortened season. The players will be housed together. They'll quarantine ahead of time and be tested every day. Players will be required to shower in their hotel rooms instead of in the locker room. And that, I mean, I don't know if it's even worth playing basketball if you can't cap the night off by scrubbing up with the team loofah.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
In the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning with Biter's Birthday Buddies coming up. Powered up by Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance in Sunbury. Musical birthdays, we probably have more of them today, Laura, than we do actual birthday buddies. Wow, what a list. Are you ready?
Okay, do I get to sing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Go.
First up, Blake Shelton, Mr. Gwen Stefani, is 44 years old today.
He is his own famous person
no,
in his
not.
Own right.
He sucks. All right,
what?
Next.
What?
Next, Nathan Morris, 49. Who's Nathan Morris? He's the guy in Boys to Men that has the incredible range. He could go baritone to soprano in a second. Yeah,
that
he's great.
That is correct.
Dizzy Reed, who plays keyboards for who? I don't know. Was it Guns N' Roses? Yeah, I think. I forgot to write it down. Anyway, 90s star Jude Cole, he had a couple of hits, Baby It's Tonight and Drive the Car, great stuff. But the biggest one, the biggest okay. birthday today.
Oh boy, here we go.
Sir Paul McCartney!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was a day.
There was the Beatles, and then there was Paul McCartney and Wings, too. So, you know, so much with Paul. This could go on all day, Larry.
It really could.
Who's had a Beatles or something? It is his birthday.
Oh, we should use that for birthday buddies today.
Yeah, or we'll let Laura sing it. It's time for birthday buddies.
Ooh, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Where's our girl Denise? She loves Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah, yes, she does. And she's one of them quarantined employees I haven't seen in a long time. Does she still work here? I don't even know.
Yes, she does.
Hold on.
Let me think.
All right.
Hey, Tom, let's do birthdays every morning on the radio.
Yeah.
We celebrate Central Pennsylvania.
Going to go much longer.
Every weekday at 7:30.
30. It's time for Biter's Birthday Buddies. We don't even need to scream. Happy birthday to Britt Miller from Middleburg, 33 years old today.
Okay, I got excited and I lost the list.
Yes. Oh, I'll keep going. You just find that list. Chris Purcell, or Purcell, depending on where you live, from Bloomsburg, is 49 years old today.
Apparently, Chris Ulrich from the Woodlands, Texas, turns 55 today.
Happy birthday on the app. Claudia Whitmer from Sealands Grove is 30 today.
Joe Bowman turned 61 today.
Happy birthday to Kara Phillips from Lewisburg. She's 30.
Catherine Reed from Sunbury turns 51.
Happy birthday to Melanie Campbell from Millerstown, 55.
A very happy birthday to Melissa Spade, turns 30 today.
Wow, happy birthday, Melissa. And Michelle Marks, Lewisburg, 46 years old today.
Shannon Huffnagel, or Huffnagel, from Thompsontown, turns 40 today.
What did they say about the park? Huffnagel now?
Huffnagel, Huffnagel, Huffnagel.
One of those. Sheila Brophy from Shemokin is 36 years old today. We've got nobody on the text club.
And I am looking at the... last minute addition.
Here we go.
Angela Frampton, under the gun. Her son, Jimmy Weaver, turns 20 today. Yay!
Yeah, and her son, Peter Frampton, is a lot older. Anyway, so...
You don't want to see him mad.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can message us like Angela did on the 94KX Facebook page. You can always call us on the Ford Fun Line or text us at 49330. Now, to be in it to win it, because tomorrow we get another winner with Biter's Birthday Buddies. Make sure that you join our text club and text that birthday in at 49330. Sign up at WQKX.com.
Each and every morning at this time, it's
Biter's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Hi.
Tom and Laura in the morning with Dua Lipa, a name that rolls off the tongue as easy as Laura Good.
There it is.
Tom and Laura in the morning. You know, I got good news, and I know you're not going to think it's good news, but I'm so excited that baseball is finally coming back.
You know what? That is good news. You're allowed to think that this year.
Thank you. Thank you, because I was so worried players and owners and TV networks were going to be so stingy. It was all going to be about, you know, money. But yesterday, hats off to the crew and news radio who bring you the Steve Jones Show every day. They broke the story, and they had Carl Ravitch on the show. He is like the baseball authority from ESPN. So way to go, Matt the News Guy and Mark Lawrence and all those people on news radio. Wow.
Hats off to them.
Yeah, Carl Ravitch, Buster Olney, and Peter Gammons. Of course, Peter Gammons. Three names that any sports fan just puts in the baseball dugout when you're talking about information to be broadcast. Now, Peter is about ready to retire. I think a Boston Globe guy and an ESPN guy for a long time. But Buster Olney and Carl Ravitch, you could see them like every once in a while at the Little League World Series in Williamsport. You'll see them walking around with their ESPN shirts on. They're very approachable. You could say, "Hey, Ravy." I actually said that. "Hey, Rav." He's like, "Hey, what's up?" You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And yesterday on the Steve Jones Show, it was just totally cool. I should listen to that show more often. Anyway, they announced that baseball will play 60 games. They're going to expand the wild card to 8 teams. A bunch of rule changes, but that's okay. The biggest, I guess, the designated hitter all across the board in all games. I'm thinking people are going to love that or hate it. I think it's great, but some old baseball purists,
they might not like that. No,
yeah, they might not like that. So the players are going to play for their full salary, except it's prorated. So they're going to make 37% of their check because they're only playing 60 games. So I guess that's fair. Rob Manfred, the guy that's like in charge of baseball, he called, Laura, he called his own meeting yesterday. Is that great or what?
It's fantastic.
He called the players union and said, "Get somebody's butt in my office today." And so a representative of the players union showed up. They shut the door. Nobody knew what was going on. When it was over, "Hey, we got baseball." Isn't that the way it should be done? It's like,
it's like the lyrics from Hamilton. No one was in the room when it happened. No one. No one was in the room when it happened. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton walk on out. And we have, like, Wall Street and the State Department.
There it is. Only you would compare this MLB debacle to a musical called Hamilton, right?
About you the, literally just history. Described it, though. No one was there in the room when it happened, or the room where it happened. Like, no one was there.
I am on board with that. You know, and it's like everybody's going to work today. Some people that are back in the workplace, the boss like steps out of his office and he says, "Hey, you, come here. I need to talk to you." You know, it's either going to be good or it's going to be bad.
Oh, boy.
And it was good this time. 94KX, that gets you dancing. News coming up next. Check on sports and AccuWeather. Never did ask you, Laura, did you adopt Isabel?
No.
No? Well, then thanks for saving a pooch for the rest of us.
Here's the thing. I do actually like my husband, and I know I would be divorced if I brought another dog into this house.
But Isabel was beautiful. Great video.
Oh,
Tail
she's
Wagon
wonderful.
Wednesday. Check it out on our Facebook page. Yeah, she had beautiful light-colored German Shepherd mix, but really looked like a golden, looked like a lab, looked like a little...
A husky. She had the longer shepherd snout.
Yeah.
But her coloring and the texture of her fur, to me, was like golden retriever coloring, but then husky fur, which I know shepherds can be kind of like that. But anyway, she does need a special home.
So let's get
Isabel. She has a tiny bit of fear with men. Mm-hmm. So if you are a single gal out there looking for a gal pal,
There you go.
Check out Isabel.
We have another station pet here. Lynn Hall in her office has now been allowed to bring in a kitten, and you met that kitten. So now we have Murphy
Alistair,
the morning show
we
dog.
Have a copycat. Because she's in the copy department.
Copycat. Oh, that's good. Okay.
So, isn't that cute?
Yeah, we have Murphy the morning show dog, and we have a cat. So I have sent an email to ownership and upper management here. I want a I want a chimpanzee. I think I'll keep him in my office. I don't think he'll cause any trouble. A new study came out that said humans and chimpanzees could understand each other by their sounds. Okay. So I want a pet chimp.
That's fine. I'm on board with that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this is a bad idea.
No, 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 no. Because he can be housebroken, and then we'll get like a Murphy-sized saddle. The chimpanzee can be like riding around on Murphy during the show.
It'll be a once dog we're all back together again. Show. There you go. So apparently, the chimps could understand how we feel. And although we don't know what the chimp is saying, we can understand by the way he talks. There you go. I just want a chimp so he gets...
Highly intelligent creatures.
I want him I want to train him to throw poo at certain people here.
No, don't do that. That's gross, Tom.
94KX, wrapping up Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans is next. Wow. We always wrap up the show with a thought for the day, and today is Juneteenth.
Now, Tom, for those who don't know what Juneteenth is, explain it.
It is the anniversary of the end of slavery.
Yes, the Emancipation Proclamation.
There it is.
Although Texas didn't get the memo right away. There's that.
So many people have spoken out and up for this occasion of Juneteenth. And for those of us who don't know what it is, we just gave you this simple explanation. Maybe you should Google it. Maybe you should study on it a little bit before you judge. Today's thought
for
the day.
And if you don't know, no shame in not knowing.
No.
Educate yourself. It's okay to learn. It's okay to say, oh, really? That's a thing? Let me find out more about it.
Education is the beginning of all things good, I've always said.
Same. So,
too much opinion out there today. Educate yourself. All right, what do we got for the thought for the day?
So we have a quote from former President Barack Obama.
Okay.
A speech that he gave on Juneteenth. It would take many more years and many more struggles before African Americans received full and equal treatment under the law. But today, here and around the world, we commemorate Juneteenth as a time to celebrate the rich heritage and significant contributions of Black Americans and to recommit ourselves as Americans, to enduring pursuit of a more perfect union and to the eternal principles of liberty and justice for all.
Well put, President Obama. We need to recommit ourselves to a lot of things. So let's start with that. Very good. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye. What about it? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Earlier this morning, we asked you to mention the first dad you think of, a television dad or a movie dad. Who's the first one you think of? Post it up on our Facebook. Because I read a list today of the worst dads, and I don't think they were. I just think that, you know, Homer Simpson is Homer Simpson. You know, what the heck?
Also, Al Bundy, for all of his bumbling and inappropriateness, at the end of the day, I think had a good heart.
Yeah, I think he was trying to be a dad, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Rewatch an episode of Married with Children. It is so wildly inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. And everything's inappropriate anymore. I don't know what isn't inappropriate. I'm all for straightening out the world with some of our ignorance. But I don't know. Earlier this morning, I expressed my sadness over the loss of Aunt Jemima. I grew up with Aunt Jemima. She reminded me a lot of my Aunt Daisy, who was my Uncle Jack's wife. She was just a big, happy woman who liked to make food for people. But when you really think about it, I guess it's not right. So Quaker Oats is putting an end to Aunt Jemima. Also, Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben's rice. I loved Uncle Ben. He reminded me of like a Satchmo, like a Louis Armstrong or something. And when we were kids, we were just kids. We were growing up with it, and we liked it. But now, I don't know. Now we're changing everything. Mrs. Buttersworth now is going away. How are they going to shape their bottle? It was shaped like Mrs. Butterworth. I like to pick it up and... I don't know. Your thoughts.
I can understand and appreciate your nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
However, okay. If companies are becoming more educated and choosing to tweak, modify, or even completely change mm-hmm. the imagery that they're using in terms of packaging, advertising, etc., because of what's happening in our country right now,
yeah.
I say good.
Okay.
Aunt Jemima was based upon Mammy, which is incredibly racist. Like, just, there's no excuse for it. That should have been changed 20 years ago.
Was she really, though? Because I didn't see her as Mammy. I saw her as a big, heavyset woman with a babushka in her hair.
It was racist.
I saw her as my Aunt Daisy, man. She was just a big, fat lady from the coal region who liked to make food. See, that's...
Except she wasn't white on that bottle. So, you know, as my friend from college put it, and she's allowed to put it this way because she is a beautiful, strong, powerful black woman. Mm-hmm. White people, you should all really, and I mean really, do some soul searching and ask yourself if this pisses you off or makes you sad, mm-hmm. referencing Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, it's time
to move on. We no longer get to choose how we use black imagery in advertising as white people. Done. Period. End of story.
Well, I'm glad, you know, that's your way of thinking. I mean... How about white people in imaging? What's going to happen to Manny, Moe, and Jack? Is somebody going to find something?
It is a two-way street.
They're just three
dumb
guys.
And I think there is no shame or nothing wrong in learning and educating ourselves mm-hmm. and growing and changing and adapting and trying to create a more kind and gentle world.
I'm totally with you there. But what if you're a little boy growing up in South Wilkesbury and your mom always made pancakes and you loved Aunt Jemima? And then you discovered 20 years later that she was, like, skinnier, and she lost her babushka. I mean, what was that all about? And Uncle Ben, instead of having the same white jacket on that, like, Chef Boyardee wears, all of a sudden he's wearing a tuxedo. It's like, why are they changing Uncle Ben? And then you realized, okay, some people don't like that, and now they're gone. Now they're just taking them off the box. The Native American princess is gone from Lando Lake's butter. I'm like, what?
Because we should not use indigenous persons or black icons as advertising gimmicks. Okay. That's offensive. It's offensive.
All right. There's
the white jacket is indicative of the house servant, a.k.a. slave. That babushka you're talking about wasn't a babushka. It was a handkerchief because it was a mammy icon that was a house slave in the southern portion of this nation.
I agree.
It needs to go away.
Okay, I agree with that, but is that the way it was really being portrayed?
Ask any person of color. I think, guess what? We're two white people talking about this on the radio.
I know, but
it's time for us to be quiet.
Okay, all right. I have approached my friends of color, and they're sad about Aunt Jemima too, but they get it.
I've approached my friends of color and had conversations with it, and they say good.
There it is. Your thoughts are always welcome here. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning news is coming up next. Are you okay to talk? And can we talk about what's going on in your petting zoo?
My God.
Listen up, friends. Listen up. The cats have done their job, but Laura like that job.
They got a mouse.
Okay. Well, there's some
Fat Peeps, specifically. She's a cold-blooded killer.
Fat Peeps is always hungry, and cats chase mice. It's what they do. So
it's fine, but what I don't need is them playing with it half alive, half dead. Could you just kill it and be done? Seriously.
It's part of the
and
circle
the thing
of
is,
life.
Is the husband is already at work, so I now have to deal with this. Now, the reason why they found a mouse the kitty cats now have their kitty cat area in the basement.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to mention to the audience that they have their own apartment now. It's like an in-law suite in the basement. Yes.
It is. So they can come and go as they please. It's their safe space from the pups. If Murph gets a little too, like, rambunctious, they go downstairs.
Okay.
Also, then that way the dogs don't eat their food. They don't nose around in the litter. Like, it's fine.
There you go.
So apparently
they got a mouse down there, brought it upstairs where the humans live.
In the house.
Yay! Yes.
And she's like all proud. Look at me. And then I'm like, okay, well, let me just dispose of this. Oh wait.
No.
You're still alive.
And we're not done with it yet, Mama Laura. Yeah.
I got married so that I didn't have to deal with stuff like this. And I know that that is totally like stereotypical, like male, female, whatever. I don't care.
Okay. All right.
If the husband were here, it would be his problem. MacGyver, go take care of it.
Oh, my.
Mackie, you go take care of those. Go get that mouse.
Oh, my.
Get it.
94KX and Tom and Laura in the morning. I'll tell you what I love, cooking on the grill, and Wise Markets made it happen for Marta Oshevsky of Cole Township this morning. Boom.
Yes. Earlier today, just for listening, she not only got qualified, but then also won $100 to get that grill sizzling just in time for the 4th of July.
Wouldn't you just love to be, now, I know you make all kinds of things on the grill, but to like maybe a dad out there with Father's Day coming, wouldn't you love to be standing in front of the meat case with a $100 gift card? Oh, baby.
Heck yeah.
Congratulations, Marta. You're our big winner with the Sizzlin' Summer Sweepstakes, something Mark Stevens was having a hard time saying. he said, can
don't
we...
Don't call him out like that.
He said, can we change the name of this contest? I said, I didn't make it up.
Sizzlin' Summer Sweepstakes.
There you go. From Wise Markets. Congratulations, Marta. Hope to hear from you soon. If not, we will be in touch. 94KX wrapping up Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans is next. Wow. We always wrap up the show with a thought for the day, and today is Juneteenth.
Now, Tom, for those who don't know what Juneteenth is, explain it.
It is the anniversary of the end of slavery.
Yes, the Emancipation Proclamation.
There it is.
Although Texas didn't get the memo right away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There's that.
So many people have spoken out and up for this occasion of Juneteenth. And for those of us who don't know what it is, we just gave you this simple explanation. Maybe you should Google it. Maybe you should study on it a little bit before you judge. Today's thought
for
the day.
And if you don't know, no shame in not knowing.
No.
Educate yourself.
That's
right. It's okay to learn. It's okay to say, oh, really? That's a thing? Let me find out more about it.
Education is the beginning of all things good, I've always said.
Same. So,
too much opinion out there today. Educate yourself. All right, what do we got for the thought for the day?
So we have a quote from former President Barack Obama.
Okay.
A speech that he gave on Juneteenth. It would take many more years and many more struggles before African Americans received full and equal treatment under the law. But today, here and around the world, we commemorate Juneteenth as a time to celebrate the rich heritage and significant contributions of Black Americans and to recommit ourselves as Americans to enduring pursuit of a more perfect union and to the eternal principles of liberty and justice for all.
Well put, President Obama. We need to recommit ourselves to a lot of things. So let's start with that. Very good. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.